morning. It's foggy, foggy Thursday going on. Slippery spots out there. Be very careful when you're out moving around. All right, time for our edition of the Morning Zoo, and she's back with us, Kathy Dickman, Zoo Director at Chinkpa Zoo. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
My amazing friend. I'm going to get a Skywriter.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Got to go out there and make that. Kathy's amazing.
You could pick from a lot of your friends.
You can't deflect that when it's written in the sky, for crying out loud. Well, okay, let's back up. Into spring.
Hop
the weather kind of, yeah.
You know, it's one of those things where the forecast kind of went, yeah, you don't go out today. And it is, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
We had the ducklings that are getting bigger already, and the kids could hold them, and everybody held chicks. And then they could actually feed some rabbits, too.
Nice.
So, and then we had some coloring and things. So it was a slower hop into spring because of weather. But we didn't want to cancel it. And the Easter Bunny was there, and it was just fun. And we sold some memberships, but it was a delightful Saturday. And everybody who came, you know, because it was slower and more steady than crowded, mm-hmm, we were able to engage with each family a little bit more. And a lot of these people are regulars. And so
sure,
it was just fun. And then we got to meet some new people that we haven't had a conversation with before that perhaps remembers or their first time.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun.
Good.
A lot of fun.
I'm glad to hear that.
So we're never going to not have it. Well, if it was really severe weather, we wouldn't have it. But, we want people to have an opportunity to get out in that weather, too, especially if it's kind of a local thing and people can come on in and just get excited for spring.
Spring. Just love the word. And tomorrow, by the way, first day of spring.
Yes.
You know, so we can look forward to that. Then the zoo opener, we got cleanup day happening. Yeah. Let's talk about it.
Cleanup day is the 11th of April,
okay,
so it's a Saturday after Easter, and it starts at 8 o'clock. You know, listen to KBMW and go to our sites on our Facebook. If you think it might be iffy because of weather, if it's really, really wet or something, we might postpone it. That's why we do it 2 weeks before we open, just in case.
Right.
And so we open on the 25th. And excited about that. Now, there's something called early opening that people are asking about, because in some years it's been such nice weather, and we're like, why not give somebody give people an extra weekend to enjoy, mm-hmm, the zoo? And we're able to open a week early, but it looks like it'll be the 25th for sure, rain or shine.
Right. All right.
But if something wonderful happens with weather, there's a chance of it. So if you want a sneak preview at the zoo, come to Cleanup Day. And we'll even feed you.
See, how can you pass that up? And and you and Tom, great about feeding people. That's kind of in your DNA.
Midwesterners, we feed people.
I know, you really do. And again, people get to get their first look at the zoo.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So pretty excited about that. And yeah, we're ready. Well, we're going to be ready.
So people that haven't been there before, just, you know, if you don't know and you want to be a part of it, just show up.
Just show up.
And
if you have a rake and gloves, bring them,
mm-hmm,
for your own use. We won't be, handing your rakes out to someone else. We have some rakes at the zoo. We do have some college students that will come over, and because they're in the dorm, we'll supply rakes for them. But we also have extra tools and things if you want to come down just to help. You can bag the leaves if you don't have, tools or something. Bag the leaves and.
You'll find something for them to do.
We have lots to do. We've got sweeping of pathways. We've got a ton of things. We've got taking leaves off of plants. I mean,
that's a big area down there,
it's
too.
It's a huge area. It's just shy of 20 acres. So,
80 touched on this last week, too. The cougars and the bears side by side.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going?
It's going, I think it's going really, really well.
Awesome.
Because I talk to my staff every day. I do go out there, but they're the caregivers for the animals. I think it's going very well. We got North America together now again.
Exactly.
The snow leopards, although that den that they, the cougar den that they were in for so long, is more conducive to breeding. We were hoping to breed our snow leopards, but mm-hmm, they also, one of them has a disposition that doesn't enjoy the bears next door. So putting them in the other area we're hoping was going to be a little bit more beneficial for them,
mm-hmm,
over on the other side. So let's, cool.
Absolutely. See, I've had that problem too, a disposition with bears, and I go on and on, but that's a whole other story for a whole other
story.
But 2026 zoo season, I've heard a lot of people talking about, a lot of people excited to get the zoo open again and get back down there.
Absolutely. And you can get your memberships on your first visit, but they're coming in nicely in the mail, too.
Yeah.
If you say, I didn't think I got a renewal, you know, give us a call. Go online. We have those, you know, coming in online very nicely, being processed by Carolyn every day. And Dixie and Carolyn are getting those out. And just, we're just, I don't know, we're just good things. Tiny Printing Press Outreach is going very well.
Oh, I love that, yeah.
And we're headed over to Leech Home today. Circle of Nations is going to meet us there for their printing press. We had the animal session. And second session is the printing press. And we presented it to our grantors at the North Dakota Council on the Arts Zoo. I mean, sorry, Art for Life Conference.
Oh.
And we tie in our Zoo for Life with that. And that's what has made this grant possible. To get out there in the winter and go to these outlying places and get these schools involved with youth and elders.
Right.
And that's the combination. You put youth, elders, and animals, and you got an art.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Tie it all together.
Tie it all together. And
that's why I think this is so amazing.
It's just the
weaving of threads there is beautiful.
Absolutely. And they did give accolades to our whole education team while we were there. In fact, on the district-wide outreach. So we have Melissa and Bruce, our educators in West Fargo, you know, several days a week getting in 51 programs. Again, it's our mission, and it helps to fund our mission is by doing these outreach.
Yeah.
So that's income for us, but the best part is it's education, conservation, and we're doing our mission, and it's a good thing.
Changabazoo takes outreach. I mean, the very definition of that. Mm-hmm. You guys have taken it, and I'm speaking for you, the staff, your educators, everybody, mm-hmm. taking that to a whole new level. I mean, it isn't just outreach. It's something that kind of goes beyond description with how you get out there. Is it different for you every year, the opener? Do you have different feelings every year, or it's like, well, okay, here's another opener. It never gets boring down there.
It never gets boring, and I'm always, you know, I like to be the one to unlock the gate that first day, and sometimes I am. Most of the time I am, or at least out there greeting everybody, and it might be a few people, depending on weather.
Right.
Letting them know they're the first visitors of the year. And I also get on the radio and tell the staff, welcome to Zoo Season 2026. And one year I was sick, and I was just didn't want to go spread it. And I was just like, I
Is that a COVID thing? It was. Okay. Yeah.
So I was just like, I can't be down there, and I want to be down there. And
but you still were, if I remember, kind of, sort of.
Well, I walked into the kitchen, and on our butcher block, Tom had put a radio, so I could still do my welcome because it reached us to the zoo.
So you have done this every single year. Mm-hmm. You're the official kickoff.
The official.
As it should be.
And I don't take that for granted,
right.
Because, you know, one day I'm going to skedaddle another direction, perhaps. No. And
aren't we
for
all?
Sure.
Aren't we all?
And I have these wonderful memories, and there were good people way before me and my team. There'll be good people after me, and that is my team.
Right.
And I say my team. I should say our team. It's an our thing, and it's a we thing, and it's you can't, you know, you surround yourself with good people, and it makes everything successful. It's never a one person or a two person show.
Nice to write your own catalog, though. And look at that catalog, and something you can always look back on.
Well, you journal, so you.
I do journal. I've got all this down.
I journal,
you know,
for work
years,
but I don't.
But
put
still
my
the
own
same
thoughts
thing.
Down, but
you know, still
and
the same
well
thing.
In my columns, I mm-hmm. think too. That's years of stories.
Right.
We went into one of our nursing homes the other day, and I'm chuckling because usually, you know, we were hoping we're writing down the education, but enrichment.
Yeah.
And they're looking forward to it, and. Say the organization or the town, but great place.
Yeah.
But this one man came in, and they were convincing him this is going to be a good thing, trying to urge him to, you know, he has a choice. He doesn't have to come to it. He looks at Tom and he said, I want to see your damn animals.
And I'm sure Schmaltz took that in stride.
He laughed.
I'm
and
sure he did.
He said, well, you don't have to, sir. And then actually the man stayed, brought out the snake and brought out other animals. Mm-hmm. And he listened to the whole thing. And pretty soon he leaves before the end of the program.
Yeah.
Comes back. It took him a little while. We were cleaning up then. And he had a picture of himself with a snake as a kid. And he said, I used to be a snake wrangler too.
See?
And he had a short conversation with us. And he turned around again, went on his way away. And he said, thank you so much.
Wow.
So
many great connections.
So many great connections. But it was
that's funny. That is a great story. Kathy Degman, Morning Zoo. Okay. Thank you as always for stopping in. Appreciate it. It's coming up on 8:35 here. Got fog. We got some clouds. And we are at 31 degrees, the voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
You want what you want. At Quality Toyota, we totally understand that we aren't going to talk you into a car you don't want. Instead, we're here to help you find the car, the color, the options, and the style that you do want. All with a simple, easy, and stress-free approach. Because the price listed online or in every windshield is the only price. That way, we can concentrate on getting you the right car. Quality Toyota, West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls. QualityToyota.net. Let's go places.